Today's daf is daf Yud Gimel, and we're up to the two dots, which begins the next piece of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah said it has a long list of Chof HaDimyon, so Ki Imra, Ki Dirim, the Keicha, Ki Yerushalayim in the end, which we said was going on Libet Rabbi Yehuda, and according to him, without a Chof HaDimyon, we view it as a statement of by Jerusalem, which doesn't mean anything, or by Korban, and therefore would not be a net. Now, in the Braita, it says, if somebody says Imra, or La Imra, or Ke Imra, or he says Dirim, or La Dirim, or Ka Dirim, or he says Etzim, or La Etzim, or Ke Etzim, or Ishim, La Ishim, Ke Ishim, Mizbeach, La Mizbeach, Ka Mizbeach, Hecha, La Hecha, Ka Hecha, Yerushalayim, Le Yerushalayim, Ka Yerushalayim, whatever, it depends how he ends. Kulan. If he ends with the word Sha'ocha Lecha, so then it's Asur. If he says Sha'locha Lecha, so then it's Mutar. As we're saying now, Lechora, and then we've got a contradiction. Because the first part, Man Shemina Le'Lashonile Bein Imra Le'Imra Ka'Imra. Who is the Man Diomer that doesn't say you need a Kof HaDimyon? That's obviously not Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Meir, who's going to see later. But the problem is, the Seifa completes with the words, V'chulan, if you would say, lo ochalacha mutar. But of course, the famous Rebbe Abba's case was, and that's the next Mishnah, V'atznan la korban lo ochalacha, Rabbi Meir oser. And Rebbe Abba explained that Rabbi Meir holds that in a case where you say, la korban, so that I can read it, la korban yehe lefichach lo ochalacha, we interpret it as meaning possibly that, and then we'll take, since it's not in the Dorim, the Lashon HaDorim is lechomra, we'll take the more chomor possibility here, and we'll claim that the la korban was, it shall be as a korban, and the second part of the statement reads, and therefore, lo ochalacha. So in the case that we have over here, how could it say that even if you said lo ochalach, it's mutter if Rabbi Meir holds lo ochalach is awesome. Says they want lo kasha. Hadi omar lo imra, v'hadi omar la imra. Says the Gemara lo kasha. Hadi omar lo imra. So one is talking about where you say it shall not be for imra. It should not be a lamb. So in other words, he's saying lo imra, lo ochalach in the Braita. So it's not a imra, I shall not eat. So how can you possibly now claim that that means it should be like an imra, and therefore I won't eat? So that's ridiculous. Clearly, it's therefore a meaningless statement. Whereas, in the case that we said that it's possible to say that it should be a neder, that's talking about the omar li imra. Is where he said it, that it should be like a lamb. So over there, if he says it should be not an imra, so then it's meaningless. But if he says le imra, so then we explain this Rabbi Abba said. That's as if you're saying it should be like a lamb, meaning of a korban, and therefore lo ochalach. Because of that, I won't eat yours.
Yami, you'd have to say the word, I don't mean it to be a korban, because otherwise it would interpret even la korban to mean it shall be a korban. So now we're coming out that the Braita is Kulo Rabbi Meir. The Mishnah was Kulo Rabbi Yehuda. So once again, I'll leave the Rabbi Yehuda without a Chof HaDimyon, you have absolutely nothing. Because we always assume that what you're saying is some type of by the Holy Korban, which doesn't mean anything. Furthermore, the Braita is Kulo Rabbi Meir. Therefore, if you say something in a Lashna Bechla Lavat HaShomei, it doesn't mean anything. If you say something which can be interpreted, so then we mean, if you could interpret it, that should be as a korban, we read it as two separate statements, l'korban yehe l'fichach lo ochalacha, rather than saying, it shall be a korban, that which I don't eat from you, which means what I do eat from you will not be a korban. That's completely consistent, Ali B'Rabbi Meir. Zokar el HaMishnah, ha'omer korban, ola, mincha, chatat, toda, shlamim, sha'ani ochalacha, Asur, whoops. That's problematic, right? But it's obviously not Rabbi Yehuda. Indeed, Rabbi Yehuda Matir. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, as we saw in the previous Mishnah, without a Chof HaDimyon, it's not a neder. It's just swearing by the korban. Ha korban, ki korban, korban sha'ocha lecha, asur. And here at last comes the famous piece that we've been discussing again and again. la korban, lo halacha, or li korban, depending on the 2 years. So we had before, Rabbi Meir Oser. Okay, says the Gemara, we seem to have a contradiction. First you say, korban, ha korban, ki korban, sho'ol halacha asur, that's clearly stam tanak Rabbi Meir. Because according to Rabbi Meir, there's no difference between using a kapha dimyon or not. What you mean to say is, this shall be like a korban, and lo shani le bein imra, le ki imra. Problem is, Rabbi Meir. So then, how could you say, ha korban sha'ochalacha asur? V'atanyim bodim chacham Rabbi Meir, ba'omer ha korban v'olah v'amichava chatacho chalacha shemutar. Here we're saying, all of the list, ha korban, ki korban, sha'ochalacha asur. The problem is that it says beferish and brighter that Rabbi Meir is made it to Rabbi Yehuda, that if you say the word ha korban, that over there I agree with you, that the meaning is by the holy sacrifice. And by the holy sacrifice is a meaningless statement. So why does our Mishnah contradict the Braita? They're both Rabbi Meir. So why does he make that? Because if he says ha korban, or ha olah, or ha michar, ha chatat shel chalak hatzmut shelo nadar ela b'chayei korban. All he's trying to say is like chay paro. So he's saying chay korban. A meaningless statement. Says the Gemara, lo kasha, that's not the same thing to say ha korban to saying ha korban. If you say ha korban, yeah, so then you're saying by the korban. If you're saying ha korban lo chalacha, so then it means I want this to be a korban. So over there, Rabbi Meir would still be maintaining what he says all along. All right, so we're zeroing in here on very, very subtle differences between a patach, a shva, speaking as a stress on the word ha, just using the hey as appears to be as the definite article, but the intent is clear. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we will always interpret a statement without a preposition as being automatically holy korban, holy Jerusalem, and so on. According to Rabbi Meir, we will only do that if it's markedly clear. So we say, horror korban. Okay, let's now finally get to Rebaba that we've learned already 4 times. The next piece of the Mishnah says,
this is in the Mishnah, la korban lo ochalach, Rabbi Meir oser. How could that be? I mean, I assume that that means that it should not be a korban. We're reading la korban. It's not a korban. What it is, that I don't eat of yours. In other words, we're saying, but what I do eat of yours is a korban. So that means that we're learning it out because of the negative. The implication is the other way. I thought we said all along that Rabbi Meir doesn't hold the negatives. And here we have at last the famous Maimer of Rebaba. Om Rebaba Naaseh Ka'omer. It says, if he said la korban, not, don't read that as not a korban, but rather as if he's saying to the korban, the great korban. Le ha korban, la korban. So if he says li korban yehe, lefichach lo ochala.
Zakeh like a Mishnah, omer lechaviro, konim pi midaber imcha, yadai ose imcha, raglai mealechet imcha, asur. This is strange. Until now we've been assuming that there has to be a chefetz that you're answering. Over here the guy is saying, my mouth is not going to talk to you. At least that's what it seems to be saying. My hands will not do things for you. My feet will not walk with you. So he's also asking, how could it be Aser? For Aminu, Chomer b'shivuot b'bin adarim. I thought we're soon going to learn that one of the important differences of Shuas and Adarim is exactly this issue. So Chomer b'shivuot b'bin adarim u'bin adarim b'shivuot. What is more chomer about a neder? Shahanedorim chalim ala mitzvah kebereshut mashen kebishvot. Somebody, let's say, asers yeshivat sukkah, the pleasure of sitting in a hut on himself. So he can't sit in a sukkah. It's going to be over on his neder. We can't say about that, but a sukkah is a mitzvah. But the sukkah is asur ba'anot. Mashen ken, if you say as a shvua, I will not sit in the sukkah, that shvua can't be chal against the mitzvah. As we'll see later on. So that's a chomer binadarim. And there are chalam al mitzvah k'reshut b'ashen kim b'shvot. But, on the other hand, chomer b'shvot, sha'shivu'ot chalot adavar sheyesh bo mamash v'she'im bo mamash. You can make a shvua on something which is not a physical thing. It's an act. So in other words, you can answer yourself from walking. I will not walk. But walking is not a physical thing. walking is a verb. You can't aser as a neder. You can't aser a verb as a neder. Because what's it going to be chal on? Because the shvua is chal on you. So therefore, whatever you're prohibiting yourself from doing, you cannot do. But the neder is supposed to be chal on an item. What's the item? How is walking an item?
Take a walk.
Let's take a walk. I mean, if you can hold the walk in your hand when you take it, then you're 100% right. Then that would be awesome.
Go for it.
But I'd like to see it.
Go for a walk.
Like, I would say go for it. No matter how you look at it, it's not a physical thing. The walk is not physical. It's an act, but it's not an item that can...
Putting my foot on the ground.
No, you could awesome the ground, Bana, but you can't awesome putting your foot on the ground. Right, so how could it, that's basically going to end up with what we're saying. So how do we explain this Mishnah? Mashen kem nedarim, om Reb Yehuda, he's not answering the speaking, or he's not answering the walking, he's answering his mouth. So he's saying, yeaser pi ledibori. That's what he's saying. He's saying, my mouth is answered. And one of the things that my mouth creates is speech. Or yadai lemaasehem. Or raglai lehiluchan. Dekanami, by the way, I mean, look at the funny way he says the Mishnah. It says, a guy says, konim pi midaberima. What does he say? Konim shani midaberima. Right? I swear I won't speak to you. Doesn't say that. It says, my mouth is prevented from speaking for you. So my mouth now becomes a chefza of iser to you to get something out of, which is speech. So that is certainly going to be chal, even as a neder. Now the truth is, as the Ran points out, that we're going to be seeing in the next parak, and this is sort of an introduction to the idea, that midarabbana, there is a neder, even on a davar she'in bo mamash. And it could have said that it's only also midarabbana. But what we would like to show over here is that in actuality, this lashon of konim pi creates even a neder midaraita. But even if he had said it the other way, it would have been a neder. Hadron alach kol kinuye, you're on, Mr. President.
What?
Sabra Josh is missing 3 days and already we're making the Dorim. In the Dorim. Before the fun time.
Yes.
He did it again.
Yeah, two things. First of all.
But it usually is pre-fun. That's the problem.
Yeah. Maybe you could give a brief review of what the
entire parrot.
Yes, every
it's about all the nedarim that are usher. Now let's talk about the nedarim that are mutter. The elu mutarim. That's what the Ran says. Go ahead. The elu mutarim. Now all of the lashonas we've had until now are nedarim that are asurim, but these lashonas are heter. Person says chulin she'ochal lecha. Now again, on the surface, it seems to be getting back into the idea of michlala v'ata shomeyahein, which is insupportable. We just finished that discussion. The Gemara is very bothered by this. What is this chulin she'ochalecha? If it's just repetition of the previous idea. So, but anyway, chulin she'ochalecha. I mean, obviously, that's nothing usher about that. But even if he would say, ki besar chazir, it would still be mutter. Because it's not a dovra nadur. Now, besar chazir is only an isra achila. How about if you say, ki avodat kochavim, isra hana'ah, would also be mutter. How about if you say, ki orot levuvim, Arot levuvim. Ah, there you have to take out a live beating heart from an animal. This is the way that they would. It's only the Aztecs that they would. Stardust, right? You got to take out a living heart from this. What's that?
Damn.
Indiana Jones. All right. So it's a cute idea. Runs across literature. So they used to bring a beating heart to the gods. And the simen, that you could tell that this animal had, heart's not there anymore, but you could see that the skin was cut right around the heart. Obviously, they had torn out the heart. What's more chomer about that than Avodat Kochavim? Because this is takrovet Avodat Kochavim. Avodat Kochavim itself, you could be mevatel. The guy can say, you know what, I decided you're a piece of junk. Blah. That's the end of the Yisrael Avodat Kochavim. But once it's the takrovet Avodat Kochavim, you can't undo it. So it remains us. I mean, this is even more chomer. Because this is takrovet avodas kochavim. So if you say, therefore, keorot levuvim, you might think it's asur. No, because it's still only a dover ha'asur, not a dover ha'nadur. It doesn't matter how chomer you make this. Or if you say things that maybe have associated iser tumah, So you think it should be Tomei, which is a concept of Harchoka. So you say it should be like Nevelot, Trefot, Shkatzim, Rimasim, or even things which seem to be similar to Neder because they're Chal B'dibur, such as Kichalat Aharon or Ketrumato, where over there it's your Hafrashat Chala that creates the state of Chala. You might think that therefore it's your Hafrashat that creates the Isser to the Zah. So when you're saying it should be Asur, it would be a Dover Anadur. Nope. It's not. As we said earlier, because you are clearly not answering it, you're only saying it is what it is. It's challah, it's truma. And then the Torah defines, okay, who's allowed to eat truma, who's allowed to eat challah? But you didn't say a word about, and it cannot be eaten by people who aren't gone. You never said that. So therefore, the creation of the state of truma and challah, that's not the equivalent of a davar hanadur. So in all of the above cases, it's mutter. Now, there's a special case. The special case is when you're mad at your wife. Now, since that is very common, so we have given a special status. What's the special status? Special status is that since people are always swearing at their wives, so therefore, we're more machmer on that. So that even if you try to create an isra on your wife that is on a dover ha'asur, we will also force you to find a petach for it of your nama aretz, because people are too makel on that kind of thing, and it happens too often. But there's another important issue in the Seifa, which we're about to see. Omer li ishto areyata like ima. He says his wife.
Who's it?
Oh, you're just like your mother!
Your mother.
So he wants to asser her on him. But obviously, ki ima is only an isser, not a netter. So therefore, it's a meaningless statement. But, potchim lo petach mimakom acher, shelo yekel rosho betach. So the first issue is, we need to find a petach. Okay. Normally, on somebody who's neither in a dover ha'asa, we don't need to find a petach. But, there's another issue, and that's the words mimakom acher. Why mimakom acher? Because you might think that you could say to him, look, if you would have known that this type of statement reflects poorly on your mother, this is not covet for your mother to use her as a heft of Israel. It's got sexual connotations. It's not nice. You say to somebody, you're like my mother. Like my mother in what? I'm nice? I'm a chavit you? No, I can't take you to bed. People don't talk like that about their mother. So you say to the guy, if you would have known that this is the way people are going to look at it, would you have made the netter? So we're going to see later on that there's a special halacha. You cannot use a petach of kibud av v'em. It's too likely for people not to be honest about it. Okay? So you can't use that as the petach. It has to be mimakom acher. Okay? But so we have two basic chidushim in this. But as we'll see, the reason that we separate out the sefer is because indeed it's different than other cases, as we're going to see in the Gemara.
Who said that one sister?
No, it's the same thing, but it's telling us this additional nekuda. A sister doesn't have to be mimakom acher. It would have said potchim lo petach. It's because of kibud av v'em that says potchim lo petach mimakom acher. So think about it. What is that supposed to be? Chulin shochalacha is mutter. Doesn't that imply that if you would say la chulin shochalacha, then it would be lo lo chulin agavi alaka korban, and then we would say michlalav atashomayahein. I mean, I guess what other meaning is there in saying? Obviously, if it says chulin, then I'm going to wait chulin. It means it's kosher. It's an absurd statement. But the only meaning could be for the implication. If you would have said la chulin, then I would have said mikla lavata shemayin. So tell me, is the Mishnah going like Rabbi Meir? I mean, Rabbi Meir obviously let lay mikla lavata shemayin. So it can't be Rabbi Meir. And so Ella, it's got to be Rabbi Yehuda, but then it's just repetitious. We said this in the previous paragraph. We said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you said la chulin, then we interpret it to mean lo chulin to have a yellow korban. So I understand, we need to start this parak with exactly the same mission we had in the previous parak. Well, what's the point in that? Well, maybe I need a tani kipsar chazir, kavodat kochavim, la'achik tani chulin. I mean, maybe it's just basically telling me a list of things. In other words, it doesn't mean that it's a chiddush of chulin. It doesn't mean that I'm supposed to make some kind of diyuk that if it would be. It's just saying, you know, it's all the same thing. If you would say chulin, you understand that that's not aser. Well, if you say chulin, that is also Orot Levuvim, Avodas Kochavim, Chazer, Salchulin. Because the Isurim there have nothing to do with something that is nadir. That's all that we're saying. Ravina says, no. It means something else. It means the following are like chulin. Elu mutarim, as if he said chulin, shoch halacha. So you'll say, well, what do I need that for? Just say elu mutarim. Why do I need to say elu mutarim kechulin, kebasa chazir, kebasa kechavim? Because ilotan a chulin. Suppose you wouldn't have said the word chulin. So I would have said, avamina boish ela. I would have said, look, it's mutter. But for an Amoret, so it can't be Nizar properly in a dar, and we would force him to get a heter. So we would search for a petach for him. Therefore, it says kechula, meaning it's completely and totally chula. You don't have to worry about it at all. Says, how could I have thought that? You're saying, if it hadn't said chula, I would have thought that? It's a big issue, at least for an Amoret, right? How could anybody think that? Didn't you notice that the Seifa is written as a separate clause? All the first cases, Chazir, Avodas Kochavim, Levuvim, Nevelos, Shetrefer, Shkatzim, Rimasim, and so on, it all says at the end, Mutter. Then it starts a new clause, Ha'omer le'ishtol, correct? Why do you think it does that? I'll tell you why it does that. It does that because if it hadn't said Mutter in between the clauses, I would have said that She'ela boy petach is boy petach on all of the above, or on some of the above. I mean, I don't know. Maybe Truma and Chala is similar, because in people's minds it's similar to over. I mean, I want to now make it very clear. Hold on a second. First group, even going all the way through Truma and Chala, does not even require She'ela. There's no Chumrah at all. Only Omer Le'ishto requires. So what Ravina says, but no, I wouldn't have figured that out. Of course you wouldn't have figured that out. Minitani Seif Omer Le'ishto Areyat like Ima Potchin Lo Petach Mim Chama Echer. So Mechlada Reisha Lo Boy Shela at all. That's true. Okay, so let's please go back now to where we said it before. L'machmata, what we said before is that Chulin indeed Memela Nazba. We just bring it up. Agav. Are we happy with this? Okay. Only Barnea is not happy. Barnea is in a perpetual state of unhappiness about the Gemara. So it shouldn't be much of a problem. Just endless hours, gosh. Ki imra, ki dirim, tana. Imra, la imra, ka imra, dirim, la dirim, ki dirim, eitzim, la eitzim, ki eitzim, ishim, la ishim, ka ishim, mizbeach, la mizbeach, ka mizbeach, hecha, lecha, kecha, Yerushalayim, li Yerushalayim, ki Yerushalayim, kulam. Depends. If you say she'o chalacha, then it's asur. But if you say lo chalacha, it's mutar. Now, man shamele de lo shanele bein imra le imra, or ki imra, Rabbi Meir. But then ema seifa. V'chulan, if you said lo o chalacha mutar. Now, one of the cases was la korban, or la dirim. Lo chalacha mutar. But the very next Mishnah says, v'atznan, La korban lo chalacha, Rabbi Meir Oser, and Rabbi explained. Vam Rabbi Nasek Omer la korban yehei lefichach lo chalacha. Now I explain that. Imar lo kasha, ha di amar lo imra or la imra, ha di amar le imra or la imra, depending on your girsa. But basically, the idea is, if it is supportable to say, it shall be a carbon, it shall be an imra, and therefore, that's fine. If it's not supportable, that the guy says, lo imra, or if you hold that the very word la means the same thing as lo, always, therefore it couldn't possibly mean it shall be an imra, depending on how you learn, so then in Akinami, it would be, okay. Ha'omer Korban Ola, Mincha, Chatat, Todat, Shlami, Shani Ochelacha Asur. In all of the above, Rabbi Yehuda is Matir. Ha Korban, Ki Korban, Korban, Sh'ochelacha Asur. Lo Korban, or La Korban, Lo Ochelacha, Li Korban, or La Korban, Lo Ochelacha, Rabbi Meir Oser. Now, Kotani Korban Akorban Ke Korban Shalchalacha Asur, which is clearly Stamatanaka Rabbi Meir, the Loshanil Be Imra Le Imra. The problem is. Okay. The same thing. Yeah, you're right, it's better. I Rabbi Meir, Adikani Korban Shalchalacha Asur, But HaKorban Shel Chalav is not a Surah, according to Rabbi Meir. Atanya, even Rabbi Meir is model of Rabbi Yehuda. But if Rechon the Rabbi Yehuda Bomer HaKorban, or HaLa'o Mircha HaKatat Shel Chalacha, that over there it's Mutar. Why? Because it's clear Shalon Adar Zela B'chaye Korban. In that case, I'm model at the Rabbi Yehuda, that it's some type of oath that the guy is making. Lokasha, Adi Omer HaKorban, Adi Omer HaKorban. My time when you say ho korban, chaye korban katani. Okay, sorry, chaye korban. Katani li korban lo chalacha Rabbi Meir oser. I thought, let Rabbi Meir chalacha that should be a hain. Omar Rabbi Abba, nase ka omar li korban yehe lefichach lo chalacha. So here would have to be la korban. Omar lechavero konin pi midaber imach. Yadai osei imach. Raglai mi alechat imach. Asur. Ramiro Khomer Bishwat Binadarim and Arimishwat, Khomer Binadarim Shandarim Khalimala Mitzvaki Bishwat, Mashenkin Bishwat, Vhomer Bishwat, Shashwat Khalot or the Vashiesh Bomamash, Vishain Bomamash, Mashenkin Binadarim, Omer Yoda, Bomer Yeyaser Pi, Lediburi, or Yadai Lama Sayem, or Raglai Leiluchan. Deganamik, I'm not just kidding around with you, man. Look in the Mishnah. Diktoni pi midaberibach. It doesn't say lo katani sha'ani midaberibach. So clearly, it's a focus on some physical entity. Hadr alach kol kinuye ve'ilu mutarim chulin shol chalacha kibsar chazir kavodat kochavim kiorot levuvim kidevelot kitrefot kishkatzim rimasim kechalat aron kachumato mutar. Aomer leishto arei adalak ima. Then what? I would have said, if it's Rabbi Meir, he clearly doesn't hold this case. Let me call out the Shemayim. Ella, what, you're going to tell me it's Rabbi Meir? It's just a repeat of the first parak. I know, Reisha. I did it, Tony, if Sarah Hazir, Kabbalah, Kochavim. Like, Tony, Chulin. Rabina says, no, Chulin adds a lot. Okay, Gatani. The Elu Mutarin Kechulin. A. Kipsar Hazir. B. Kabbalah Katsoin. What? Are you telling me, Ravina, that you lot out of Hulina? What? Ava Mina Boy Shaila? The Ikala Suke al Daite Ochi. O Minikani Seva Omerli Ishto Reata like Ima Potrino Pata when we come akar. The Father Reisha Lo Boy Shaila. Ela Machvarta. That indeed Hulin is just brought Mimela Naspa.